With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel following talks with Arab leaders in the Middle East. Blinken said there was agreement among the Arabs about the establishment of a Palestinian state once the war between Israel and terror group Hamas ends.
All recognize the hurdles, and no one thinks that anything will happen overnight. But we agreed to work together and to coordinate our efforts to help Gaza stabilize and recover, to chart a political path forward for the Palestinians.
House Republicans are moving ahead with impeachment proceedings against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, holding its first impeachment hearing against him on Wednesday. Another hearing is possible next week, and a full House vote could come later this month or in early February. Authorities say an explosion at a historic Texas hotel Monday injured more than 21 people and trapped some in the basement before they were found by crews. One person was in critical condition. The Fort Worth Fire Department says they're confident it was some kind of gas explosion. Also at SRNNews.com, a man caught on camera attacking a Las Vegas judge in court is sentenced.
Judge Mary Kay Holtis was attacked by defendant Deobra Retton in her Las Vegas court. In video seen widely online, Retton launched himself over the bench atop the judge. A courts official said the defendant flew like Superman. Retton was restrained by court officers and jailers. The assault happened immediately after Judge Holtis cited Retton's violent past in rejecting his plea for probation for a baseball bat assault conviction. The judge says Monday's sentence was the same she was about to impose on Wednesday.
19 to 48 months in the Nevada Department of Corrections.
The assault will likely result in an additional case, which would be handled by a different judge. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. Abortion may be on the Florida ballot this fall.
A group that calls itself Floridians Protecting Freedom says it has gathered enough signatures to put an abortion amendment before the people in November. The measure seeks to enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution, putting it beyond the reach of lawmakers to limit the procedure. However, it's going to be a heavy lift. Florida law requires a 60% majority vote for any referendum to pass, and polls indicate a majority of residents are pro-life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump's been courting social conservatives and evangelical Christians in Iowa, and that's expected to pay dividends in the looming caucuses. Evangelicals are seen as the most influential group in Iowa, and they've become a key part of Mr. Trump's coalition. The former president's been emphasizing his endorsements from faith leaders and success in seating three Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade and send it back to the states. This is SRN News. The National Transportation Safety Board says a door plug from a Boeing jetliner that experienced an in-flight blowout over Oregon has been located. Correspondent Donna Warder has details.
At a news conference carried by KATU, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says a teacher discovered the lost door plug in his backyard in Portland and sent the photos to the safety board. Investigators will examine the 26 by 40 inch plug for signs of how it broke free Friday from an unused exit as a Boeing 737 MAX 9 cruised about 3 miles over Oregon. Homendy says the explosive rush of air damaged several rows of seats, pulled insulation from the walls, and ripped the headset off the co-pilot who had been in the cockpit with a closed door. I'm Donna Warder.
A process for inspecting other similar Boeing planes was approved to avoid a repeat of the scare on Alaska Airlines. More details at SRNNews.com.